This evening we are blessed with the presence of Reverend Deacon Pradeep Hatcher. I believe this is the first time that Shamashan is leading us in devotional message after being ordained as a subdeacon, and we take this opportunity to offer our prayers and blessings for recently ordained Shamashan and invite him to lead us in the devotional message for this evening. Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you so much, Ashton Barakmore. Since we are in the fast of Nativity, of course, preparing for the coming of our Lord, I wanted to share some ideas on this time of preparation, particularly about fasting. So if you would open your Bibles to the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 2, verses 18 through 20. Again, I'm at St. Mark, chapter 2, verses 18 through 20. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were fasting. Then they came and said to him, "Why did the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days." Now, there are many things we can talk about regarding just those two verses, and, of course, many, many things we can talk about with regard to how fasting can help us spiritually. But tonight, I just want to highlight one important idea about fasting that I think this passage in St. Mark illustrates very beautifully. Notice that Christ says, when the bridegroom, meaning him, when Christ is with his disciples, they will not fast. So while he's with them, they will not fast. And that is because when Christ is with us, we look at this as times of celebration. Celebration. Remember, in the church, we don't fast during certain periods. For example, the holy 50 days between Easter and Pentecost, nor do we fast between the days of Christmas and then the baptism of our Lord. And that is because the church wants us to remember to be joyous in a particular way, for Christ is with us. Christ is born, or Christ is risen. Christ again says, they will not fast when the bridegroom is with them. And for the same reason, during those periods, for example, between Easter and Pentecost, not only do we not fast, even on Wednesdays and Fridays, we also don't prostrate. There's no kumbhidura. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that. My Malayalam is generally pretty terrible. But we don't do any prostration during those periods. And as I'm sure you've noticed, we don't do that on Sundays either, or on any day when we have a holy qurbana, like a feast day, etc. That's because we stand up in celebration, where we say the Lord is with us. So we're standing, we're not fasting. And these are practices that the church, in her wisdom, of course, given to her by our Lord Jesus Christ, provides for us in order to help and direct our focus. But the Lord, of course, is always with us if we seek him, but these practices remind us of his presence in a special and a unique way on Sunday, for example, when he's present in the body and the blood. For example, on Nativity, for his birth into the world, or on Easter, for his resurrection. Right? The Lord is with us in a special and unique way. So the church tells us to be joyous, right? And to focus on that joy by not fasting and not doing those things. And we see that in this verse when Christ says, when the bridegroom is with him, they will not fast. They will be celebrating, because there are times when the church calls us to do that, again, to direct our focus. So these practices that the church gives us, and fasting, right, is about focus. It's about focus. So we move on to the next verse. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days, in verse 20. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days. So why? It fasting is not about staying away from meat or fish, eggs, dairy, etc., because there's something wrong or evil about those foods. We don't stay away from them because there's something wrong with the food. It's because fasting is about focus. Focus. We fast because we are searching for the bridegroom in an intense way. We're searching for Christ, right? We want to draw near to him because we know that we need him. What we lack, what all of us in this world lack, is taking Christ fully into our hearts. So we fast because of a lack, because we're missing something, right? When the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast in those days. So we avoid certain foods during fast periods because we're removing the sort of the sweetness and the pleasures of certain worldly things, such as these foods, so that you remember and focus on who the sweetness is. Right? So you remove the sweetness so that the sweetness in your life is Christ, right? Is God, is the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Remove that sweetness so that he is the sole focus of your life. He's the sole thing. Right? He's the sole sweetness. And we fast because we need him, not because he needs our fasting, but because we are in need of him, and we are in need of this fasting to draw near to him. So the point of fasting, I think, is so beautifully described in the book of the prophet Joel in chapter 2. Book of the prophet Joel, chapter 2, and I'm at verses 12 through 13. Now says the Lord your God, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting and wailing and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, rather, for he is merciful and compassionate. So the whole reason we are fasting is to try and give God our hearts without reservation. At its base, fasting is about returning to him, as it says so beautifully in the prophet Joel. So never waste an opportunity to fast, especially as we try to draw near to certain events, such as the nativity of our Lord in the flesh, because these help us draw as close to him as we can. And not just by ourselves, but as a community. That's why we fast together. That's why the church gives us these fasts. And so when you feel hunger, when you feel frustration at not being able to order, you know, a burger at McDonald's for the menu or something, when you feel those things, hunger or frustration, train yourself to immediately say a prayer. When you feel hunger, say, glory be to God, or Lord have mercy, or our Father who art in heaven, etc. And that way, the fasting intensifies your prayer, because it intensifies your focus. And whenever you feel that, it reminds you to pray. So you can use that to sync your fasting and your prayers, because they have to be both present during a fast period. Because if you're just fasting and not intensifying your prayers, not increasing your spiritual reading and your prayer life, basically you're on a diet. And you can do that without any spiritual benefit. So make sure that it is combined with your prayer. So really see if you can train yourself to do that. If you feel a hunger pang, if you skip breakfast, if you're healthy enough to do that as part of your fast, or you feel hungry because you can't eat meat or dairy or whatever it is, train yourself at that moment to say a prayer. And it really intensifies your focus during these periods around God. And, of course, you can do that even outside of fast periods. That's a beautiful way to sort of train yourself to remember him always. So fasting, again, is about many things. It does many things for us, and we can say many things about the types of benefits that it gives us. But don't forget that fasting is always about focus. Fasting is always about focus. And focus on him as we prepare for his nativity and the birth which is coming in a couple of weeks. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one true God.
Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessing for his living words to us. Unto his Father who sent him for our salvation. And to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen.